Mahatma Gandhi once said, "Each night when I go to sleep, I die. In the next morning, when I wake up, I am reborn." Gandhi isn't the first one to compare sleep to death. Sleep provides such a precious break from our busy minds that it's often compared to death, an awakening in the morning to a rebirth. Of course, our mind isn't always quiet during sleep. We are dreaming during 20% of the time we are sleeping. This dreaming stage is also called REM, or rapid eye movement. During REM, our minds are very active, but our bodies are resting. At least that's true for most people. Mike Birbiglia has a sleep problem called REM behavior disorder. For most people, the neurotransmitter dopamine is released during sleep. Neurotransmitters have many functions, but one thing dopamine does is paralyze the body during sleep. This keeps the sleeper from moving during their dreams. For people like Mike Birbiglia, things work a little differently. For 7 years, Mike had a recurring dream of a flying jackal monster. During one of these dreams, he jumped onto his bed in the middle of the night while he was still asleep. He was completely freaking out. He yelled to his girlfriend that there was a monster floating over their bed. He never studied karate, but for some weird reason, he was in a karate stance, ready to do battle. Abby told him there wasn't any monster in the room. "Go back to sleep," she said. Another night, Mike dreamed that he was in the Olympics. He had just won a vacuum cleaning contest. For some strange reason, vacuum cleaning was a sport. But the dream got even stranger. In his dream, the ground began to shake, and he woke up to find himself on top of a bookshelf in his living room. He fell off the shelf and landed on some electronics, which broke into pieces. As he sat in the middle of his living room floor, surrounded by broken electronics, he wondered what happened. Abby woke him the next morning with the same question: what happened? Mike's friends and family all told him to go to a doctor, but he told them he was too busy. Big mistake. A few years later, Mike was in Washington staying at a motel. He fell asleep watching the news. It was something about war which seems to have infiltrated his dreams. He dreamed that he was in a room full of soldiers. There was a missile heading towards them. The soldiers told Mike that the missile was targeting him. Looking for a way to escape, he decided to jump out the window. This didn't just happen in his dream. He actually decided to jump out of his actual motel room window. The scary thing was the window was closed, and his room was on the second floor. He compares himself to the Incredible Hulk. If you don't know the Incredible Hulk from movies, TV, and comic books, he's a man that turns into a super strong monster when he becomes angry. Like the Incredible Hulk, he threw himself through the glass window. The glass broke and he flew through the air, landing on the street. Just like the Hulk, he felt no pain as he hit the ground, stood up, and began to run. As he began to wake from his dream, he was running down the street, bloody in his underwear. Mike went to the hospital and received 30 stitches to his arms and legs. The doctors were amazed and told him he should be dead. After his Incredible Hulk adventure, Mike decided it was finally time to see a doctor. He now takes medicine and sleeps in a sleeping bag zipped up to his neck. He also wears mittens to stop him from opening the sleeping bag when he dreams.